When North Korea invaded in June of 1950, the U.S. Air Force was, in the words of Chief of Staff General Hoyt Vandenberg, a shoestring air force. In the Far East, the U.S. Air Force was equipped for the air defense of Japan, but had inadequate resources for combat on the nearby Korean Peninsula. To increase its strength, the Air Force mobilized its only available resource, thousands of Air Force Reserve and Air National Guard airmen. Most were World War II veterans, and their training and experience proved invaluable in the war effort. The sudden emergency in Korea needed a quick response, with leaders worried about using Guard and Reserve forces outside the U.S. The Korean War's unique character as a U.N. police action forced questions about how reserve components should operate. The Cold War's needs for huge amounts of people and equipment at bases worldwide complicated the roles of the Guard, the Reserve, and regular forces. Inefficiency and dissatisfaction with the Korea call-ups led to legislation during the war to untangle the situation, including making all men between 18 and a half and 20 liable for military training and service. Those up to age 26 had to register under the Selective Service System, and the young men could be drafted during the war or peace. This was a response to frustrated World War II veterans who had to go back to war in Korea because there was no time to call anyone else. The government first called for volunteers and then began involuntary mobilization. From the Guard and Reserve, the Air Force needed not just pilots, but people in every specialty. Between 1950 and 1953, the Air Force called up 146,683 Air Force reservists and 46,413 National Guardsmen to fight the war in Korea and fill Cold War needs by increasing forces around the world. This number was about equally divided between officers and enlisted members. Reserve and Guard airmen filled roles in every part of the Air Force during the war, from combat flying in bomber, fighter, airlift, and rescue units, to all manner of ground support jobs at forward and rear bases in the Far East and elsewhere. Mobilization for Korea led to greater equality and cooperation among active duty and reserve forces, because Guard and Reserve airmen played an essential part in the young U.S. Air Force's success as a combat-tested service.